Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Everybody has talked about the Kanye West album besides Kanye West. I don't think he said anything on public.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. Here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. And I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Wednesday and Montana of 300 is coming out hot. He's accusing Cardi B and her writers of stealing lyrics.
Oh, snap.
Now, also, we have Tory Lanez. He's saying that he was framed in the Meg Thee Stallion shooting situation, and he decided to do a freestyle about it on Funk Flex's show. Lil Baby is out here claiming that he's the Lil Wayne of rap. Do you agree? Also, DX Rising Star Moray's Quicksand has hit 100 million views. Come on now. And, of course, we have Kanye West. He has officially confirmed the release of the Donda album. And he's given us a snippet of a new song off of there. So let's get down to it. Okay, so Cardi B and her writers are being accused of stealing lyrics again.
Yes, so an MC by the name of Montana of 300, he suggested that Cardi B's rhymes have been very similar to something that he has said. So over the weekend, Montana 300, he got on Twitter and he had tweeted, "Whoever writing for Cardi B be listening to me real closely."
Ooh. So. Shady, spicy. Well, what are the lyrics in question? Like, he gotta give us more information than just that. Like, what is the actual song lyric?
Right. So he like broke down some, I guess, phrases or lyrics that he said like before. And he puts that in the tweet. He says, "From the blood on my shoes, that's red bottoms, to my P-U-S-S-Y and a B, cat dog." That's what he said. Then he said, "I just heard her say you P-U-S-S-Y and a rat, Tom and Jerry. At least that writer is executing the ish. Fire emoji salute, hashtag rap god."
Okay.
So, yeah.
So he's been getting mixed responses on this. Some fans have been praising him like, yeah, you know, they take your stuff. Other fans were pointing out that these Cardi lyrics that he's talking about were written years ago. And he's just now saying something right now. So were these before or after his lyrics? They're questioning the timeline a little bit.
Right. Because if he just put in little lyrics like that in a tweet, it's like, what song is it from? When'd you drop it?
Yeah.
It's confusing to me.
Yeah, if you go say somebody's stealing, pull the receipts out. You got to be like, okay, I said this back in 2010. If Cardi B said it in 2017, then we, you know, we can be on your side or we can back you up if that's really the case. But if you just putting out claims like this, I mean.
Hey, got to have something to back it up with for sure.
Right. We need receipts. We're not saying you lying. We just saying we need receipts.
And he also was saying that other fans have accused artists like Eminem, 21 Savage, and Lil Durk being influenced by Montana 300's bars as well.
Okay.
So,
and I wouldn't put it past them. Like, people see other people's stuff and get inspired by it, especially like bigger artists, because they feel like, all right, well, more people know me than know you, so it's going to come out better when I say it anyway. Like, they do that all the time. So
all
I'm not
time.
Putting it past anyone, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to make claims and call names, put the receipts out there with it.
Yeah, please back it up so we can really believe your case. Because right now it's like anybody could say that.
Okay, now let's go on to somebody else who's making bold claims out here right now. This guy, Tory Lanez. He's continuing on with this narrative. We don't know if it's the truth. We don't know if it's fact. But he's going with the narrative that he was framed in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting situation. And to that I ask, Why? Why? Why would someone deliberately choose to frame you, Tory Lanez, of all people?
Right. Out of all people, they aimed at Tory Lanez in this situation.
What would be the goal there? What does one have to gain from framing Tory Lanez for shooting them?
Got to be something, because Tory Lanez feels so passionate about that he was being framed in the Megan shooting situation.
First, people are trying to get him into car crashes and Ubers. And now they're framing him for shootings, okay?
He just paranoid. He got to be paranoid or something.
Hey, you never know. Maybe there really is some dark forces going on here.
It is entertainment. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if something's going on with that one.
So what we're talking about, if you didn't hear it, Tory Lanez did a new freestyle on Funk Flex. And in this freestyle, he mentions that certain rappers wouldn't have gotten awards that he was supposed to get if he was not framed for the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Basically saying, like, I would have been out here cleaning up these awards if they didn't frame me.
Yeah, and also in the lyric, he specifically said on the Funk Flex freestyle, he says, shout out to the baby, Roddy Ricch and Little Baby. What I'm about to say is going to sound a little crazy, but it's true, so don't flame me. Y'all all would have got your awards if they didn't frame me.
Okay, see, now what I don't like about that is dragging other people into your messiness, because what you're saying is like, oh, these guys were still messing with me even though I was being framed and everybody turned against me. Like, I don't like when you try to make certain implications and pull other people into it, because as the baby was trying to say when he got into Megan Thee Stallion, he was trying to say, you know, I don't got nothing to do with that. He was kind of trying to distance himself from the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Roddy Ricch is like, yo, that's none of my business. Little baby, same thing. But you're trying to pull people into it. Like, hey, these guys are still rocking with me, so everybody else, y'all should still rock with me too. That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah, it's just very messy. Like, because now if the baby and Roddy Ricch and Lil Baby want to say something, mm-hmm. or do they keep quiet? Why are they keeping quiet? You know how internet could go.
Yeah, exactly.
Being like, oh, well, Tory Lanez mentioned you. Is that how y'all really feel too? And then, you know, reporters want to ask them, what do they think about it? It's right. Just real messy.
You dragging other people into your issues.
Yeah.
And if you want people to start being on your side again, that is the opposite way to do it. I'm just going to let you know that. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's very suspicious to me. Like, okay, if you're saying you can't speak on the case, when everything comes out, you were quiet for a month or 2 months, whatever, after it all happened. Now, however many months later, or almost a year later, now you have so much to say about it. It's just like, can you speak on it or can you not speak on it?
Like, yeah, like, what's the deal?
What's the deal? But I wish this case would already just play out so we could just have a definitive answer, like, what's going on here? Because I'm tired of the back and forth.
Yeah, because by now it's getting so dragged. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, y'all, we just want to know what happened.
It's enough. It's enough. We're tired.
We is tired.
Okay. Now, we brought up Lil Baby. He is out here making bold claims. This is just the bold claims episode of DX Daily. So Lil Baby says he is the Lil Wayne of this rap generation. Mm. Now, people were already saying this about him months ago. In fact, we had a discussion on the podcast about this a while back. But this is because the fans and other people were saying it.
Yeah.
Now Lil Baby has come out himself and like, yeah, I'm the Wayne of this.
Lil Baby's really feeling himself. He's confident. He knows he's the best right now, or at least one of the best in the rap generation.
Exactly.
And in this new song with ESTG, 5,000 Degrees, the lyric he puts is, I'm going too crazy. I'm the Wayne of this new generation.
Mm.
He said, dudes fugazi. They can't F with us on type of ways. These dudes too lazy. I'm cut from a different type of cloth. I don't know who raised them. Every time I pop out, all the women screaming, woo, baby.
Okay, Lil Baby. Okay. Talk, they'll talk. Talk your talk. And when we spoke on it last time, I said that these comparisons were not far-fetched. Like, I looked it up. I did the research on this. Lil Baby had over, like, 30 features, I think, in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think it was even more than that, because that it just said 30 of Lil Baby's best feature verses in 2020. So he had even more than that, I'm sure. But at least 30 different features. This past year of 2021, he's had several different features, several of which have hit the Billboard charts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that year when Wayne did like 70 features in 1 year? That's the same thing Lil Baby is doing right now. Like, there are so many songs. I'm like, oh, I forgot Lil Baby was on that. Oh, I didn't know Lil Baby was on that. Yep. Oh, he got a song with this person, this person, this person. It's crazy when you think about it. And the number of songs that Lil Baby has had solo that have been on the charts and been in radio rotation, and the number of features put together, that is very Wayne-esque, okay? When Wayne was in his era and his height and his prime, that's the same thing Lil Baby's in right now. And the only difference is Wayne was rapping since he was 9 or 10. Lil Baby's been rapping 4 years. So let's just, gives you the context to what's going on here. So I definitely believe Lil Baby is the Lil Wayne of this generation. Great comparison.
Yeah, I got to believe it too, because when you put it in that sense, the feature games, period. Like, Lil Baby has really just been in the studio 24/7, it feels like. He probably lives there, sleeps there, eats there.
Exactly.
He just makes so much music. So very Wayne for sure.
At this point, the song also has 42 Doug on it, though, and Rilo Rodriguez. So he's put his guys on the song, too. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs that are going crazy out here, Moray's Quicksand has hit 100 million streams on YouTube.
Sheesh.
If that ain't a DX Rising Star, what is?
Come on. We know how to pick them.
What is? North Carolina's very own. He's on tour with Cole. His song, Quicksand, has gone gold already. Hopefully it'll go platinum pretty soon. The video is at 100 million views. I mean, what else can we do?
What else? I mean, I feel like you almost done did it all. Like, that's a big accomplishment.
Like, this is really Moray's, like, first year on like in the game for real, and this is what he's accomplishing already. So hey, kudos.
Yeah, he did post it to his Instagram saying how many views it's gotten on YouTube, and J. Cole was in the comment section to congratulate him, because you know they are from Fayetteville and they're on tour together this season. He said, "Let's go," with a bunch of rocket emojis. So bunch of love right there.
Yeah, love and support. We love it. North Carolina artists putting on in hip-hop worldwide, globally. We love to see it. Speaking of things we love to see, the new Kanye West album, we already told you it's on the way. We gave you the play-by-play last episode. Mm-hmm. So if you want the full breakdown, you can go listen to that. But that was just the rumors that were swirling. That was secondhand information.
Yeah.
Now we got more of an official confirmation of the album. So at the NBA Finals last night, there was a Beats by Dre commercial with a new Kanye song from the album that was playing. And the commercial starred Sha'Carri Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, cool. We're getting a Beats by Dre ad. We're getting a new Kanye song. And we're getting Sha'Carri, who they try to kick out the Olympics. Now she's starring in the commercial for Kanye and Beats by Dre. It was a great vibe. And in the commercial, you can see like Sha'Carri getting ready to run, like she's about to take off on the track, and she's got the Beats by Dre in her ear. Mm-hmm. The Kanye song is playing. It sounds super inspirational. He's basically saying all that God has done for him, a motivational song. And then at the end of the commercial, there's an ad that pops up for a live stream event for the album tomorrow at 8 p.m. on Apple Music.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that let us know. And then when Beats by Dre actually posted the commercial, they said, "It's Carrie, don't need you to let her do anything. Scored and edited by Kanye West. Featured track is No Child Left Behind. Donda is officially out in 48 hours. So that's the official confirmation. Beats by Dre.
I like how like everybody has talked about the Kanye West album besides Kanye West. I don't think he said anything in public yet.
It's like somebody told him, like, Kanye, look, no Twitter rants this time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be reaching out to people. You don't need to try to at Jeff Bezos and Jack on Twitter. Like, don't do any of that.
Yeah.
Just let the music and let everybody else speak for the album.
Exactly. Because knowing him, he is the one to like go on Twitter and do his rants to try to hype up the album. But mm-hmm. him being quiet has probably helped, because I don't think it's ever been so talked about as it has been now.
It hasn't. And there's no controversy surrounding this. There's no, oh, Kanye said this about a MAGA hat, Donald Trump, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you eliminate all of the negativity that could have come your way and the negative press that would surround it mm-hmm. by just letting everyone else do the talking. I love that Beats by Dre tweeted this out and not Kanye, because number one, you got that partnership, you got that bag, you got Sha'Carri the bag. So we like, yeah, we clapping it up for that. So it's all of this positivity and anticipation surrounding it, as opposed to controversy, scandal, salaciousness. So good job. It's a good rollout.
Very good rollout. I'm with with it.
Yes, that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.